From the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
On a Monday, it's a Monday. It's Steve Cofield, Cofield and Company, Young Schwab, Chrissy, Adam Hill. Across the way. How's everyone doing? Big week on the way. You excited?
Oh, very much.
Are you lying?
Week? No, football is on the horizon. We've got preseason games all over the place.
You don't really need to run down all the exciting things. Just leave it at that.
I'm just telling you, it's great. Yeah. Okay. So many great things.
Just wanted to make sure he's high energy. You look like you're beaten down after a big morning of work, big day yesterday. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes.
Ouch.
What? What's the problem?
You look like you're beaten down.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
Oh, okay. Really?
Looks a little haggard today. It's not like he doesn't look haggard. It's about every day. Maybe I'm a little bitter. A little bitterness in the language.
Seems like
Maybe we're going to fight today. Maybe this will be the day that one of us has to go. What'd you make of this Dallas Wings thing? WNBA.
It's
do we have the details on this yet?
A foreshadowing of what could happen here, I think.
It could happen any day. We don't like each other. It's been boiling beneath the surface for the last 14 years. This could be it.
So the
Fred Williams is the Dallas coach?
Yes. Fred Williams embroiled in a bad losing streak, team struggling, things are not going well, is seen by reporters fighting with a team executive.
Not like physically fighting, just an argument.
They're arguing loudly and being physically restrained.
Really?
From going after each other.
Oh, I like this.
So, of course, after this is over, they go to the scrum with a couple reporters.
By the way, can I throw this in? As this is going on and reporters see this, are they allowed to report it?
Well, I think that's where...
And if the reporters put it out, is Fred Williams then going to blame the reporters for talking about the fight?
Well, I mean, that's...
Because obviously the person who reports it is at fault, not the people fighting.
Yeah, that's where we are in society, for sure. But, of course, this shouting match and being physically restrained was seen by reporters, as you mentioned. And later on, as he goes over to the scrum, the reporters, of course, are like, what was that? Like, what was happening right there? And Williams tried to be diplomatic. He said, you know, just typical. When you're in a drought, you have some emotional things going on. Got to sometimes just let things go and regroup and just find a way to get a W. So kind of downplayed it, handled it professionally.
Right.
He knew what he was doing. And immediately, a PR staffer jumped in and said, game questions only.
Oh, my God. The overbearing WNBA PR person.
Like, he obviously...
Not that ours is.
No.
John Maxwell, Jiggy, is with it.
He obviously handled the question... very professionally. He knew what he was doing.
Right.
He wasn't caught off guard. He was fine. He's a professional. You, PR person, make it much worse.
Of course.
By jumping in.
Like, why is it all frenzy now? What's happening?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, thanks and for so, throwing gas on what wasn't a fire.
Yeah. And so now it's like, wait, okay, what?
Yeah.
So now we got something serious developing? So maybe time to look into what happened between the coach and team president. But no, just fire the coach.
All right. We'll fight. And the media catching the fights are going to be a big theme on today's show. More talk about our role.
Yes.
The media. Aces have their last three games of the season this week. So.
Will they play all of them?
It's a good question. Well, two of them are at home, so unless they have a horrific ride from home.
Okay.
You're referencing what? Inside joke, man?
Not inside joke. I think people know about it.
I don't think anyone follows the WNBA outside of hundreds who listen right now. Nothing against the WNBA, but we covered it the last couple weeks.
Yeah, there was a major story in the WNBA with a long travel nightmare for the Aces, 26 hours. They finally got to Washington like 3 hours before the game and decided not to play out of safety reasons, which I think there's an argument to be made, certainly, but it became a big story. So will they play the last three games, I guess, is a relevant question, but not real question, because they absolutely will.
New York and 10 on Wednesday, 7 o'clock start at Dallas, head-to-head in that playoff battle. They're one game behind. Dallas, that's a Friday game at 5 o'clock, and then they close out the season potentially with a playoff spot on the line. Sunday, 3 o'clock, Mandalay Bay. Atlanta is pretty good.
Yeah.
Is the team. So, again, the way this sets up, they're one game out of the playoffs with a forfeit in hand. So that one game that they didn't play against the Mystics right now has them out of the playoffs. And for bettors, this is sort of a, you know, beneath the surface story. The over-under on wins for the season was 15.5. If they win all three, they win 16. If they win 15, the forfeit decides the over-under, essentially.
Well, in fairness, they were underdogs. I mean, you know, it wasn't like...
Just saying.
It was a sure win.
Yeah, you'd rather play the game, right? You have 100% chance of losing if you don't play.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't know. I got a wake-up call this weekend. I think Chrissy's aware of what happened. I don't know if it's controversial, just impolite, obnoxious. Late invite sent out yesterday. Just hang at the pool. Casa de Cofield.
I think you just glossed over that part.
Yeah, late invite. So it was 3 hours before.
Okay.
Here's the issue. Chrissy answers. She winds up showing up. She's the life of the party. Was super chatty.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh, too chatty?
No, it was good.
Yay!
It was good. I thought I was too loud guy.
No.
I was a little worried about that. Chrissy was telling stories, and I kept breaking in, like you're missing the best point. And I'm like, why am I yelling all the time?
Okay.
So it was a lovely day.
I actually think I know what the stories were.
The invite sent out to Mark Moore, promotions guy.
Birthday boy.
I'm guessing no response.
No response.
Okay.
Others, no response. Including Adam. True. No response. Not even a text.
True.
But he did respond to one of our other friends who was at my house enjoying a Sunday afternoon. And you said what?
Well, when you sent the text, I was already somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have my phone because we don't have phones out by the pool. So, didn't have my phone. And then when
I love that, that's suddenly a rule. Common sense says we don't have phones out by the pool for the guy who always has his phone
there. It's 150 degrees. If there's no shade, you don't bring it outside. It'll just burn.
You didn't have your phone for the next 7 hours?
No, it was about three and a half maybe. And then when I went inside, I saw a text from somebody that was at your event. And I was like, yeah, when I got it, I was already somewhere else. I'm not going to leave. And also probably shouldn't have been driving. So,
I mean, I think we saw this coming. We've talked about your future in this market and you angling for a MMA gig at ESPN.com. You just accepted the hockey gig, so I assume you're in on that for good. But who were you cozying up with yesterday? Whose house?
Just friends.
You're not going to say.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it was...
It does matter, absolutely.
Well, one of...
I think there's a pecking order.
Okay, it was the home of ESPN celebrity Brett Okamoto.
Their MMA guy.
Interesting.
Chrissy, go ahead, yeah.
So... No offense to Brett, but you think Brett's funner than Steve and I?
Well, I mean, I think more fun would be the appropriate term.
I knew. I did that just to get under your skin.
No, even correct your language over at that house. They're all writers.
Right?
As I said, was already there and probably shouldn't drive. So it was a pretty easy decision, yeah.
Wow.
You could've...
Am I going to leave my car there? It just seems like a mess.
I think just an answer would be nice, don't you think, Chrissy? Just an answer.
Well, yeah, when I got the phone,
I answered. Chrissy's always spot on answering, so why can't you be like Chrissy?
I assumed...
Yeah, be more like me.
I assumed that the person I answered was going to pass it on to you.
Eh. It's all right. I'm not
and
hurt.
Clearly
I'm
they not did. Hurt. Clearly they did, because okay. You know...
So, aside from a pool, what else was going on there? What kind of food?
A lot of hamburgers and hot dogs.
This is barbecue envy.
Yeah,
like, yeah, let's see if it's done better.
A lot of there's actually a writer in the market who makes like the best pasta salad of all time. So that was there.
Okay, now insulting the SO.
Yeah,
she thinks her pasta salad's pretty freaking good.
Okay. Well, it is delicious. Also,
this is shot number two.
You were digging a hole, and the whole time you could have just
driver this Uber.
You could have taken an Uber.
Just hot dogs and hamburgers. No, that's it.
What
kind of hot dogs?
I did not
inspect. Exactly.
I didn't.
Well, the hamburger seasoned.
I wasn't choosing...
What kind of cheese?
Yeah.
It was like a... It was actually a really good cheese. Like a nice... It was like a nice cheddar.
Was it?
Yeah. Sharp.
Any...
I had extra sharp. I had extra sharp cheddar. And I had some really nice... I had some onion rolls and we had some pretzel rolls.
Yeah, onion.
Okamoto have those?
I don't think so.
Exactly.
It was pretty
good. Get with it, Brett.
Pretty plain. It was more... they felt
that's
like
it. Those are the only two meats. Those are the only two meats of choice.
Well, I think they
at a barbecue you pass on mine for.
First of all, I was already there. Second of all, I feel like they emphasized the company, not the food. They were like, "Don't come here for our great food. Come here just because everybody's good.
Because I know it's going to be a letdown.
Everybody's having a good time."
You should have seen the meat selection at Cofield's.
I didn't pull out all the meat either. I only showed a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, he only.
Smart.
We had chicken sausage. We had hot sausage. That was going to be round two, but everyone kind of petered out. I usually do two rounds of food. They have two rounds of food there?
It was actually just more of a one long, continuous round.
What kind of mustard for the hot dogs? Variety?
I don't use mustard, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay. I had two options of mustard, and the SO laid out some nice apps as well.
Yeah, it was actually served poolside, too. Custom made.
You have your phone out there?
Sure.
Okay. Well, maybe there's some shade. I don't know.
All right.
I like to bring out the phone when it's very sunny.
We know where we stand. That's okay.
Well, I mean, I would have actually had a choice to be made if the text was a day earlier or like a couple hours earlier even. I'm already somewhere. I can't change the plan of the day.
You could have.
I get it. It was actually shocking that you were out that early. I was led to believe that you were going to have a long night Saturday into Sunday.
Yeah, it was pretty long.
I was like, I think Adam's going to be sleeping in today. This will be perfect when he wakes up at like 2.
I was home by 7.
All right, it's all settled. We got a lot of fights today. We don't need this fight to overtake every other fight. This little tiff.
Doesn't need to escalate.
We got Young Schwab in between us. He can break us up.
It's true.
He can certainly stop you. We know that. He's got a lot of power.
Well, if we're really... How did he do at the party yesterday?
He actually wasn't invited.
Exactly. Schwab is in the hizzy.
You're not going to set us up on that front. I think I know the subjects. I think that is a no-show. I think it's an automatic no-show. Yeah.
You're not giving him the option. You're just like, yeah, he's not showing up.
I think the first... here's the thing. I also believe the first time you break bread with a young, impressionable mind, maybe the pool is not the right spot.
I'm sure he would have enjoyed it.
Ooh, interesting.
Well, you know what? We'll find out. We'll find out if I made a mistake here. He's around for a few more weeks.
Next time...
We're not closing the pool. I know that.
Next time we're having a party, text him right before it starts and see if he shows up.
I love this. Mr. Busy over here. It's tremendous. Did you guys watch the golf?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone rooting for Tiger Woods.
No, it didn't really go that way.
Really? Not everyone at your... We'll see that. Okay. And you love Tiger Woods, and you're going to walk into a party where someone or multiple people don't like Tiger Woods? That was a smart move.
More of Cofield and Company is on the way, live in the Findlay Toyota Studios.
In every state in the country.
Good morning, Piston Service, Kent speaking.
And in every city and every state.
Rapid Lube, this is Jeremy. How can I help you?
You'll find a local auto shop that's probably been there for years.
Good morning, good afternoon.
This is Matt,
Kent speaking.
And this is Ben.
Phil, can I help you?
And in most of those shops.
Thank you for choosing All Tires, Staten Island's home for tires and service.
You'll find us.
This is Lynn. How may I help you?
Interstate Batteries are sold in over 100,000 locally owned locations across the nation. Find the one near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Take care.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Next to your mortgage, your electric bill can be your largest bill. Going solar now means a 30% tax rebate that will be going away soon, an NV Energy incentive, and up to 100% off your energy usage for years. With Universal Solar Direct, get zero out of pocket, zero down, and zero interest on approved credit. Call now for your free energy consultation. 702-487-6900.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric. Call 702-487-6900.
Nevada License 79863.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, tell me, what areas of law are handled by your firm?
We handle all injury cases, from car wrecks, 18-wheelers and motorcycle accidents, to slip and falls, burn cases, brain injuries, and wrongful death. If you're injured and it's not your fault, call us today. Don't forget, we also handle Social Security disability claims.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
You ever try to get abs? You ever try to do it? You need like your own chef, and he's like, okay, don't eat it yet. Don't eat it yet. All right, now, eat it. Start consuming it. All right, stop. Slow down. Stop. Stop. Spit it out. Spit it out. I told you to stop. Get on the elliptical. Now you like that Brussels sprout? Did you like that Brussels sprout? Because now you're paying for it.
Bill Burr, live, Saturday, August 18th, Park Theater. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or ParkTheaterLV.com. Don't miss Bill Burr.
Thank you.
If you're looking for quick, convenient service for your vehicle, Hamid now has two locations in the Valley to serve you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
This month's plumbing tip is brought to you by Mach 1 Plumbing. Draining the sediment from your water heater can prolong the life of your tank. Attach a garden hose to the drain valve at the bottom of the unit to drain the sediment. With 25 years of plumbing experience, third-generation plumbers Doug and Jake with Mach 1 Plumbing is your choice for your plumbing needs. Go to Mach1Plumbing.com and download the app and see how easy it is to schedule a plumber 24/7. That's Mach1Plumbing.com and download the Mach 1 Plumbing app. Mach 1, plumbing made easy.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill.
Yesterday, something like yesterday taking place reminded us all of why we love sports so much. And I think that golf with Tiger Woods, not without him, with Tiger Woods. And I owe an incredible debt of gratitude to Tiger for that because it was beautiful to see. It was beautiful to watch. And it just reminded us of all, you know, what the world of sports is supposed to be all about.
All the children say, we don't need a
Tina's right. We have a hero. As Stephen A. said, Tiger Woods, he's always been a hero. Hero status is now stronger than ever. Boy, that was fun yesterday. Boy, that was fun. Tiger's back, baby. Over 40 gives us old guys hope. I was first inspired by those nice pictures he took with Lindsey Vonn. Like 40 plus. Okay. Let's go.
I don't think you were inspired by them.
Some of them.
Okay.
And then yesterday, another great run in a major. He's back. He's back. Stephen A. was beside himself this morning. Beside himself. On the verge of tears. He just said, I owe a debt of gratitude to Tiger. He goes on to explain why Tiger achieved so much this weekend, saving us from some of those evil conversations we often have.
Something the nation needs right now, with all the stuff that we talk about and the things that we're going through in various other sports, particularly the sport of football with the protests and things of that nature. Yesterday, you had individuals, white, black, and beyond, looking at Tiger, and I don't know of anybody other than Koepka who was rooting against him.
Yep, that's it. Maybe Adam Scott. That's it. Everyone was rooting for Tiger Woods. Except at this party of jabronis that Adam Hill chose to go to over hanging with Chrissy and I.
So your party was unanimous support?
100%.
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't a very big party.
Okay.
And 95% of the people didn't really care. So the three who did, we were all on the side of Tiger.
there was definitely some who didn't care. But there was actually, I would say, I was definitely the most vocal supporter of Tiger.
You love Tiger Woods.
I love him.
He's part of my Super Six. You love him.
There was a couple people that were like interested. They were like, "Oh, I'd like to see him win. That'd be nice." Not really like vocal in their support or not, you know, over the top. There was one who was clearly rooting against Tiger, and then there was one that was mad that anybody would root for Tiger, which I found weird.
Well, before we go into the depths of despair, negativity, more Stephen A.
He was bringing everybody together and reminding us all of the mosaic that sports creates in our mind's eye for all of us. About when I talk about the world of sports, I've often brought this up. Sports is supposed to be the closest thing to a meritocracy that we have.
Yes.
The proverbial glass ceilings and everything that comes associated with it, you're supposed to not be thinking about that. And somewhere along the way, we've lost that because we've been talking about so many other things that bring us down in life, mentally and emotionally. So many of the things that we try and strive to escape.
And then we get back to Adam's party, where you got some creeps out there who want to be all negative. What's your problem?
Well, the one that was cheering, kind of cheering against him is also, I'll throw him out there. It is our wonderful lights PR director, Ryan Green, who is just, he cheers for everyone. So he was like, I really like Brooks Koepka. I really like Adam Scott. I really like all these guys. Like, I don't know why everybody's on Tiger's side. And he just cheers for every shot, like every putt he cheers for it to go in for every player. Like, he's just Mr. Ray of Sunshine positive guy, which is completely obnoxious. Of course.
All right, but that's a rationale. It's not really anti-Tiger.
But that's what I'm saying. He was just not cheering for Tiger and, like, cheering for everybody, but everybody else more than Tiger was the case. But there was definitely somebody else who was outraged that he's like, why does this matter? It was a guy that was really good for a long time. Now he sucks. He has one nice round. Why do you care? Like, it wasn't a nice round. It was a nice tournament. And by the way, he's been in contention two straight majors. It is absolutely a great comeback story of the greatest player in the world ever. I was like, you love Ken Griffey Jr. You love him. What if he came back next year? You would love that story. Like, it's a great tale of redemption. It's very cool to see this happening. And he definitely, disputed that, which is fine. But he was just very anti-Tiger. He said he was a guy who was a huge nerd, who got famous, and then became a jerk. Like, why would you support something like that? Okay. I mean, I guess that's fair if you want to look at it in those terms. I look at it as he's a guy who is the most famous and successful and popular guy in an entire sport, changed the entire sport, and also showed that he's just a normal guy with all the flaws that he has. Like, I like that. I think you can look at it both ways. But his take was more just very anti-Tiger. He proved to be a bad guy. He had everything in the world and threw it away. He was most likely cheating was the, accusation.
It is weird how people who root for Tiger, I don't care about any of that. Actually, it's why I rooted for him. But it is weird how many people hated him in the past. And now, like, super rich, successful, obnoxious adulterer hits rock bottom and now comes back and people are like, what a great story.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I thought you hated the story 5 years ago.
It's
now he's a little engine that could.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing how these stories,
Or maybe people are being real. You know what? We all have problems. We all have flaws. We make mistakes. You come back from mistakes. There's only a few things out there that I think I'm comfortable saying, you know what? No second chance. Sorry, get out of here.
Yeah, I think that's the case for most people. They have only certain people have crossed the line. It takes a lot to get to that line for a lot of people.
They've processed it. If you met that Perkins waitress, what would you do?
Hit on her right in front of your wife while she reads the paper?
Flow.
Now,
have the willpower to avoid that?
One of the things I was pointing out was, like, Tiger Woods was the most successful, famous, rich athlete ever at one time, and still, on a holiday night, he was chased with a golf club by his wife. That is things all of us can relate to. Like, that is what life is. No matter what, you can't run. You can't escape your problems by having success. Like, that is a very relatable thing.
Wow, that must have gone over really well.
It didn't.
Like a lead balloon. So that turned into an explosion.
It turned into a very lively debate. There was definitely passion on both sides.
Not bordering on nastiness.
No, I don't think so. Didn't get that far. Rudy's very subdued.
Well, I'm happy. You know, I've been rooting for Tiger the whole time. Not, but because you used the last 2 years, you used to come at us with like, "Hey, everything he did, we have to get it in the show." And I'm like, "Eh, it's just not." You know, he's got to get there first. Wasn't that? I didn't dislike Tiger.
I love Tiger.
But I'll tell you, the picture that says it all. John Middlecoff, who does a bunch of stuff in the Bay Area as a fill-in on FSR, sent out a picture. To me, this reps all you need to know. We'll send it out on Twitter. It is a young lady, not super attractive, but there's plenty to work with there. And Tiger looks to his left as he's going into some building at the PGA. By the way, folks, he finished second at the PGA, if we buried this. I hope everyone knows. But the look on her face, Tiger looks at her, the look on her face is like, let's go. That's when you know you're back.
Okay. Well, it wasn't his girlfriend who was there?
No.
His girlfriend was there.
Chrissy, look at the look on her face.
Ooh, that body language.
Okay, well,
right? It's time to come in, Tiger. It's time to come in. Look at how happy she is. She is smitten.
No, I will say this. This scene that you're describing right now mm-hmm. was by far the biggest talk of the party.
What scene?
The scene that you're showing us right now, the picture.
Oh, really? You saw the screen grab, too?
No, because right after the screen grab, she goes right up to Tiger, and they embrace. Quick kiss on the cheek, I believe.
Who is she?
That would be the girlfriend of Brooks Koepka, Jenna Sims.
Wow. You know what's funny? Is I just said not super attractive. I was looking at, maybe it's just the hair pulled back or something. She's got a giant forehead. Well, I was looking at pictures of her today for research on Instagram. Wow, you've unearthed something here. I missed that. Wait a second. Now he is back.
Yeah.
Koepka's girlfriend?
Beauty pageant queen, Miss National Junior.
Jenna Sims.
Yes, Miss Teen USA from 2007.
And let me tell you, Jenna Sims likes her keister on Instagram.
Yeah.
She never stopped showing it.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. Look at oh, he's back, baby.
Well, so
the magnetism.
The two talks of the party, especially among the females.
Yes.
Were, first of all, a lot of hate on Jenna Sims from the females. Not attractive. She thinks she's hotter than she is. Really taking shots at her, which is not surprising. And the other one was, wow, as soon as Brooks Koepka went in there to sign his scorecard, she was all over Tiger. And she, like, jumped on him.
Wow.
Yeah. And Tiger's girlfriend was right there. This was absolute. This blew up much bigger than the Tiger argument did.
So it's not just a picture. I mean, like, there was...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is not out of context.
No, there was great physical contact between
Wow.
them.
Now I'm really interested in the rest of the PGA season. I figured we're done skiing until the Thanksgiving challenge between Phil and Tiger.
Yeah. That is
very cool
thing, but yes, this is the great storyline of golf for the last half of the year. Does Jenna Sims leave Brooks Koepka for Tiger?
That's a poll question. That's a poll question, Young Schwab.
Even though, like I said, Tiger's new girlfriend was right. She was there. They got a big smooch right before that.
Don't you just feel like from here forward, those things are just going to be around for a couple of months and then on to the next one?
Well, I mean, Jenna Sims has her own stuff going on, kind of.
No, I meant Tiger Woods' girlfriends, as I call them, things. Those are going to be around for months at a time, and then it's on to the next one.
Well,
he's never going to commit.
That's
going to
be a tough one.
He's never going to commit again.
That's going to be a tough one for him, though. She works for him. I think she manages his restaurant.
Come on, give me a break.
Well,
he's never getting married again.
That's going to be a tough. You can't just cut ties.
He's got to know now. He can't get married. He can't do it. He's not. He's not marriage material.
Maybe he's older.
No.
More mature.
No. I mean, how much did he make last year? Was it $55
million?
Really doing nothing in golf?
Tiger made almost as much as Britney Spears last year.
He's not getting married again. And it's for this reason right now. He walks by at 43 years old, and like Brooks Koepka he's a nice looking guy. He's all, you know, yoked out. And still, this Jenna Sims is like, oh my God, it's Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Again, Miss Teen USA 2007.
He's got it.
29 now.
So I'm going to ask a stupid question because I know the answer. You made it through Saturday night. I saw you on Saturday night. We were at the same location. I leave around 8:03. All of a sudden, I hear like 8:27. All hell is breaking loose, and Adam is in big trouble.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
You won't forget your birthday. You shouldn't forget the law. All young men need to register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. By registering, you keep yourself eligible for federal loans and Pell Grants, jobs and training. So don't forget to register. Visit SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone, or pick up a registration form at your local post office. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law.
We served our country like those before us.
The camaraderie is what kept me going. You know, it was a dangerous era. All of Vietnam was dangerous.
I didn't know what to expect when I got back.
For the first 10 years after I got out, no one would have known that I was in the service.
I got home, got married 2 weeks later, got a job.
We came back, built lives, families, and communities, but we still had challenges.
The carnage of war left an indelible mark on me.
I would have intrusive thoughts. They're horrible nightmares.
Services and support that can help are available for veterans.
I went to the VA, talked to my doctor.
I started doing groups. I started doing one-on-one counseling.
We found ways to move past these challenges for ourselves and for our families. At MakeTheConnection.net, you can hear our stories and find tools and services available to you.
The more I talk to people, family, friends, other vets, the better I feel.
It's Cofield and Company.
Guess what? What else do you expect?
I know I can do it again. One day I can do it again. That's all he needs to know. Doesn't matter about us.
You know what? That was great yesterday with Tiger, beyond him potentially stealing Koepka's wife. It almost starting a fist fight at Adam's low-grade barbecue that he went to. The roar of the crowd. You wonder if the pencil neck geek pipsqueaks of the tour now, McIlroy, you know, threatening to go fight fans. You're not going to do that, bro. Cut it out. Little Justin Thomas, LGT or LJT, all 5'4", 150 of them. Jordan Spieth, country club snob, mocking fans constantly. You think any of them looked around and they're like, boy, we are nothing. Not nothing. But this sport, without Tiger, it's a whole different game.
Well, I thought it was pretty amazing. The roar for Tiger every time he did something good, and then especially on 18, even when he was kind of out of it, was amazing. You also had, which I found incredibly fascinating, and it's kind of an inside, you know, inside media type thing, but like the entire media contingent was with Tiger. So you've got a guy winning his third major in 7 tries.
Koepka should be really well known. And he certainly is worth covering from the golf media. And you're saying what? The people around him just paled in comparison, not even close to Tiger.
They weren't there. They were all following Tiger. And then, so they're going to have to go back and look, okay, what did Koepka do on 15, 16? Because we were with Tiger.
Yeah.
In case something happened with him. So they'll have to go back and be like, oh, what happened on there? And then when Koepka played an amazing tournament, and he played a fantastic final round, especially the last few holes.
He shot a 63 to hold off Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
This should have been Tiger's freaking title.
And when Tiger was running his heels, like, really stepped up his game, was hitting everything within 5 feet.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Koepka gets to the 18th, plays an awesome hole, taps in for the win, stands there, and there's, like, no reaction. They're like, hey, all right, good job. You won.
Ooh,
see what Tiger did?
Tiger didn't win. Yeah.
See, but that's
Tiger
what it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's players annoyed by it. I'm sure Brooks Koepka, deep down, is kind of annoyed that he didn't really get a strong reaction and that, you know, his girlfriend wants to leave him for Tiger. Like, I'm sure he is annoyed by that. But at the same time, it's bringing a lot more attention. It'll bring more money to the tour.
Do you think the Yutzes, who have been so strong in the Tiger will never win a major again, are going to back down a little bit?
You would think
so. Unless it's their bit, unless it's like a Bayless type bit.
He's been in contention twice in a row. He's right there. And now, you know, if his game is back and he has an offseason to try to get healthy again and, you know, build himself back up.
I mean, you figure he's got about 25 majors left if he's healthy, like the next 5-6 years until 48, 49 years old.
He's the second choice at the Masters.
Already.
So, I mean, he's
we had Jeff Sherman on last week from the Westgate. He opens the PGA for Tiger at 16-1, said he couldn't get any money on him. They drop it to 25-1 to get some action. He goes to the final round, four strokes back, still at 20-1. Now the Masters is up. You just mentioned it, 12-1. By the way, if you wanted to bet Tiger against Phil in the Thanksgiving Challenge here in Vegas, -140. No, now it's -200.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yep. Well, Phil's been playing terrible, and Tiger's been great.
So Tiger would have to be a disaster next year in the first two majors to now get him in 2019, or it has to be like a major injury. I think to get him inside of like 15-1 will be impossible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, inside of 15. Outside of 15. Yeah.
You mentioned a lot of, you know, media people have that bit of Tiger will never win another major, and maybe he doesn't, but he's right there. I know Jeff Sherman, who you just mentioned, had, you know, he said he thinks Tiger's playing really well and he's going to win a major, and I know a media person said he'll buy him Guinness for the rest of his life if Tiger ever wins a major again. So I was like, I don't even know how much that is, but I'm sure they were sweating on Sunday.
Does he drink Guinness?
Yeah, Jeff loves Guinness. He's like a Guinness aficionado. He goes to the factory.
Oh, wait. Oh, the bet. Okay, the person wasn't going to buy Tiger Guinness for the rest of his life.
We'll buy Jeff.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, so I was texting Jeff, like, get that Guinness ready.
Yeah, what are the terms of that bet?
That's what I was wondering.
Of course you were.
If you say Guinness for life, my thought was...
There's no cap on it. It's not... This isn't,
no. My thought was...
Because you get these contests like, hey, you get pizza for a year. All right, I want 500 pizzas this year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we met once a month.
Yeah.
For what?
I would say my take on that would be a keg a month. Like, said, have a keg delivered to his house the first of every month. That would be what I would think. That's what I would think Guinness for Life is. I think that's about appropriate.
All right, so what happened on Saturday? I gave the big tease. What happened on Saturday? Weather, nightmare. We're hanging out at Sam Boyd, UNLV football scrimmage. Closed to the public.
Yeah.
Some media people there, some fans, some parents. I'm out. I got to go do my late night show on Saturday. Then what? 8:27.
Yeah.
All hell breaks loose, and I was thinking to myself, I'm over. I drive about 8 miles away. I'm over in Green Valley. I start seeing wind, and I'm like, oh boy, that stadium is always windy. I can only imagine what's going on as the freaking tornado hits.
Yeah, it was completely nuts. So it actually happened. The scrimmage ended. There was about four media people there, I think, at the very end. We talked to Sanchez a little bit about what happened. We talked to Armani Rogers, a couple other players as they walked off the field about, you know, how it went, what was going on, and everything was fine. And then just as we start walking off the field, there's this huge gust of wind, which I saw later recorded about 75 miles per hour, which is pretty significant. Just starts blowing. You're like, well, that's weird. And it kind of just lasted 20 seconds. You're like, all right, that was kind of weird. And then we started to walk toward the cars, and all of a sudden, it is just dirt everywhere. Like, you couldn't see 2 feet in front of you. The dirt is just all in your eye. It was crazy. We turned back toward the stadium. You couldn't even see the stadium anymore. From 20 feet outside, the goalpost, you can kind of see the shadow of it. It's, like, tilting over like it's going to fall down. I was like, this is insanity. Where did this even come from? There was nothing. It was literally, when we were sitting there, nothing. There was no wind. It was just like a perfect night, and it just came from out of nowhere. So I thought maybe it was just out there in the desert. Maybe it was kind of an isolated storm. Then I started driving back toward town, drove on Tropicana to the Strip. There was four trees that had fallen over that were blocking lanes on Tropicana.
Wow.
And cars are just kind of swerving. As the trees would fall, you'd see these cars kind of swerve back into the middle or whatever and try to get around them. It was a very dangerous situation. And then, like, half hour later, nothing. Just nothing again. It's just such a weird phenomenon that would happen. But it is torpedo season, so those things happen.
364-1100, 364-1100. We'll get to what we saw at UNLV during the scrimmage. Also get to a little recruiting news on the running rebel front. 364-1100. Kevin wants in on the PGA and Tiger.
Thanks, Kevin. Good point.
Chrissy?
I thought that might be when I had to bleep.
What was he all worked up about? Us mocking on Justin Thomas and Spieth and McIlroy.
He said that it was grading him a little bit, I think. So, Kev, if you're listening and you want to call back.
No, he's not. He can't call back. No. If you feel so strongly in defending Justin Thomas and Spieth and these other guys, then you can wait 2 minutes. Unfortunately for golf, that's the hardcore golf fan. There's hundreds of thousands of them. Without Tiger, there's not millions of people watching. There's not record-setting ratings. What were the ratings yesterday?
Incredible. Best in 10 years.
I'm telling you, and I've been ranting about this all year, your sport is dying, and it's going to die even more if your millennials, if your 25 to 35 golfers, continue to show disdain for the paying customer, and that's what they do. They've done it throughout the year. They don't like noise. They don't like rowdiness. Hey, I'm paying a lot of money to go see you. We're not going to sit here and not flash our camera and be all quiet. Every other sport has noise. Except with you guys. So, and you know what? Yeah, you know what's funny is we've come full circle here because you remember golf was at a transition point after Nicklaus and Watson when Tiger came around. And what was the reaction from a lot of the established golfers to Tiger Mania? It drove them nuts. They hated it.
Of course they did.
And it's like, this guy's saving your ass. You know how much money he's going to make for you in golf? But it was jealousy back then.
It was we're all out there playing the same rounds and doing the same things and grinding every day like he is. Where's the appreciation for
you're totally lame and not relatable.
Nobody cares
about
you.
You were country club D-bags back then, and now you've got a whole new... Listen, if they come out and embrace the fans this next year, then I'm fine. But Justin Thomas and McIlroy and Spieth and a few others are big babies. So then we just won't go. How about that?
Enjoy that.
I just love the athlete attitude, and I don't think this is pervasive in many sports. I think it is. You love him because he's a smart ass. I think the Reds first baseman, what's his name?
Joey Votto?
Yeah, I think Votto is a putz. He does the same thing. He wants to bust on fans all the time. Like, hey, brother, I'm not saying we're solely responsible for your salary because we're not. It's TV. It's advertising. But we're part of it. The gate does count.
Yeah.
You know?
It does.
And when you're getting all sassy because people are yelling at a game or on the golf course or at a tennis match.
But we've discussed it a million times, but like to me, he's actually playing along. He's showing his personality. And you think it's, kind of douchey. I think it's just like that's who he is. He's kind of he likes being a he likes stirring the pot a little bit and going back at him. Like he's gonna take balls or pretend to throw him balls and stuff like that. Like that's funny to him.
A couple of UNLV updates as we're going back and forth here. Football scrimmage. Did you come out of that going, oh my God, they got trouble? That seemed to be sort of a tenor. I thought after the scrimmage, like, oh wow. Well, Armani Rogers, sophomore.
The storyline
didn't play well.
Yeah, the storyline of the scrimmage. If you are a media person that was there to cover it and write about it, the storyline would be Armani Rogers really struggle. I mean, that would be the storyline coming out of it as the first thing you observe and the first thing you watch and want to report about. That'd be it. I mean, not only was that what was going on, but he's also the big name coming into a second season as starter. All those other things. That's what you want to know about. And he didn't play that well. I would say, hey, the defense played okay. They looked much better than people thought they would, and this was the storyline of this team is supposed to be one of the best offenses in school history. Can the defense do anything to keep them engaged?
That is funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
That almost all the feedback from the practice was the offense. Like, there was a D. I know when I was sitting next to you, I was like, oh, yeah, this is this guy. They're going a little smaller and athletic at linebacker. I'll look at the cornerback rotation here, but I kept talking about the defensive line over and over and over again.
Well, some of them were getting blown up, which was interesting.
It got better as it went along, though.
Yeah.
It definitely got better as it went along. I think early on, they were having a tough time in terms of was the big kid Johns, who's like, 6'4 and 315. He was just getting a little bit high and was getting moved backwards. But after that, I didn't see a lot of big runs.
No. And, we know that they have, they have a very... a very good contingent of running backs. They should be able to run the ball. Rodgers should be able to run the ball, which a scrimmage kind of takes away his athleticism because they just call you down anytime there's a defender in your area as a quarterback. So, yeah. You know, that limits him quite a bit to what he wants to do. But, yeah, I think the mechanics were off on his throws, and that's something that's going to be, you know, paid attention to. But I think if you want to be glass half full, and I think it's not unfair to say it, the defense is better than people – the defense looked better than people probably thought they would going into the scrimmage. And so
it's a work in progress.
It's encouraging.
It was a work in progress. Yeah. Last year it was a sieve and really had a lot of troubles on the back end. But, yeah, to get to the next level, to win – to get bowl eligible or win 7 or 8 games, Armani Rodgers has to be better than he was last year, which he was good last year.
Yeah.
That was, you know, one of the weak points of his game is his accuracy, especially on the short passes.
He can run the ball.
And on deep passes, you know, a little more air.
Yeah, he can run the ball, and he can really sling it deep. And you're right, there's not a lot of touch on it sometimes, but he gets it there, and if there's a guy open deep, he'll find him. Intermediate routes are a huge question mark, and there was some concern with the scrimmage again, that things haven't gotten better in that area. But again, it's one scrimmage, it's one night, and as Tony Sanchez said after the practice, we saw Tony and Armani talked right after the scrimmage, and we kind of got a readout of what he said, and Tony said, I told him he's making the right reads, he's doing the right things, he's been good in practice, he wasn't good tonight, he knows what he has to correct. So Sanchez said it has improved quite a bit, you just didn't get to see signs of that in the scrimmage.
Steve wanted to chime in, 364-1100. Hey, Steve.
Hey, you guys. Steve, I'm driving in the car when you brought up the thing about Tiger and the girlfriend. I was busting out laughing because I was watching that with my wife, and as that whole scene came together, it was almost like a movie. It was magnetic, and you could see her drawn to Tiger, like you were saying. It was really, really something to see.
Right, it's almost like the golf is the sidebar, Tiger back on top of the ladies,
and she couldn't wait to grab a hold of him and put her arms around.
Oh
him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Rebels, yesterday in the paper, I'm checking out the RJ, and the headline is about the accuracy of Armani Rodgers, and it's like, already? Are we already going to go start the same stuff?
So what do you mean?
Well,
harping on that? You think it's too negative or?
And, you know, I mean, I didn't get to go because it was closed, but I've been following in the paper and stuff and listening to you guys, and it's like, are we already going to start making excuses for Rodgers? I mean, if he's not accurate in scrimmage, how's he going to be accurate in a game?
Well, I don't think it's making excuses. Thanks for the call, Steve. It's one scrimmage.
Yeah, and I was
just, and I'm not judging off of one scrimmage whether he's going to have accuracy problems, but based on what we saw, he wasn't super sharp. It's not an excuse.
Yeah. All I said is what Sanchez said about it. Hmm. Sanchez clearly had an issue with how Armani Rodgers played in the scrimmage. Afterwards, we said, what did you say to him? What was the issue? He said he'll have to look at film, but he didn't think his mechanics were good. And he said it wasn't a concern because they have been at all the practices. It just was an off night for him. So we're just saying what Tony Sanchez said about the performance. We did also point out it wasn't great.
Finley Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall has the largest Toyota service facility in Nevada.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, can you tell us who the typical customer at Dollar Loan Center is?
You know that 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't even have a checking account? And 25% of the population uses some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank and borrowing $800 for a couple weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
And Dollar Loan Center can fill that void, right?
We process hundreds of loans every day, and we love to say yes. We approve over 75% of our applicants and can send you out the door with cash in less than 30 minutes. In our world, that's what real people are looking for.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Twin Peaks is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local Las Vegas brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Contractor license 007-9414.
Someone asked one of my technicians the other day, is Ken Goodrich a real guy, or is that just an actor hired by your advertising agency? Well, let me pull out my driver's license. Kenneth D. Goodrich. Hey, I'm a real guy. And I really did hold the flashlight for my dad while we worked on air conditioners at night. And I really did buy Gettle Air Conditioning because Dad taught me Gettle was the best. And Dad really did teach me to replace the screws that the other guys left out. And he really did teach me to do things the right way, not the easy way. So that's what I teach my guys too. And my installers really do take 7 specific photos of the air conditioners they install, and they can't leave your house until I see those photos because I insist that your new AC be installed perfectly, picture perfect. And my dog Sadie really does meet all new employees, and if Sadie doesn't like them, I don't hire them. Gettle, we're not imaginary. We're as real as real gets. GOETTL.
Join the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas on Thursday, August 16th for their fall mixer at Bandita Latin Kitchen and Cantina. Located near the Howard Hughes Center, this night of food, fun, and philanthropy goes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with 20% off food and beverage purchases to benefit families with sick or injured children. Plus, you'll have a chance to win amazing raffle prizes that night. More information, visit rmhlv.org.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Well, if you're like me, it will drive you nuts. So do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed certified tech, and prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. And get it scheduled today.
So you found yourself in the slammer. I'm not going to rough you up about it. Instead, I'm going to offer you a deal. Call Goodfellas Bail Bonds when you need to get back into circulation. Or send the Coombody down to 513 South Main Street downtown. Or 42 Water Street in Henderson. One of the fellas will be happy to take good care of you. We offer you a free ride home. We offer you a free t-shirt. And we'll give you a free hug. Goodfellas Bail Bonds, 384 Jail. That's 384-5245. Forget about it.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies from chicken piccata to crab rangoon, and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you 4 brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks. With no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com. We'll be right back.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
It's just awful, to be quite frank. Jordan McNair had a temperature of 106 degrees when he was taken to Washington Adventist Hospital, and multiple players, current and former, that Adam Rittenberg, Tom Van Haren, and I have spent months reporting and talking to have told us, mainly, most importantly, about a culture of verbal abuse that has just really run rampant throughout the program and instilled a sense of fear throughout this program.
That's Heather Dinich from ESPN talking about the Maryland situation, potentially a scandal. This goes back to May 29th. One of the Maryland football players, offensive lineman Jordan McNair, died. And it's funny, in 2018, I don't know how people are going to react. I really don't. I think like 20 years ago, maybe I'm wrong, feels like, oh my God, that's tragic. A player died? Like, who's responsible for this? Is it just random? Like, we need to find out. And now, some of the first reactions are, why is the media stirring this up? There's a young man dead. What happened? You don't want to know? You immediately jump to fake news. Before we get into the story, I thought Will Muschamp stepping up and speaking on this, the coach at South Carolina, like, bruh, I understand that 2018 is driving people nuts with social media and just people more willing to jump way ahead of the story and, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. I understand that's frustrating. But for the players directly involved and some that are not directly involved, and I'm talking football coaches, football players, right? So Muschamp is a player in the story because he worked with DJ Durkin. To want to say something publicly 2 or 3 days in, like, what's the point? So here's Muschamp. He is all annoyed about the fact that people are looking into the situation at Maryland. If it is a situation, if it wasn't just a tragedy that wasn't caused by anything, but he wants to speak already on this.
I know DJ Durkin. He worked for me for 4 years at the University of Florida. He is an outstanding football coach, but he's also an outstanding husband and a father, and he treats people with respect. And I will use your word, alleged article. There's no credibility in anonymous sources. You know, if that former staffer had any guts, why didn't he put his name on that? I think that's gutless.
Screw you.
Why do you say that?
I read it, but now that I hear it, it's just even more, it's more obnoxious. Because and I know it's political, and I know everything is now tied to it, but the targeting of media, and especially the targeting of anonymous sources, is so infuriating to me. Most often, I'm telling you this right now, so that you understand how to read news and how to figure things out. Most often, from a credible source, and I know that's blurred now, a credible source, a credible news outlet that uses anonymous source, most often that is absolutely accurate. It is. They don't just throw anonymous sources out there just because somebody says something. They vet most of this stuff. Usually it's accurate. And by the way, why wouldn't you? Because do you remember we talked about the Baylor situation? And one coach who was willing to step up and say, hey, our coaching staff, and particularly the head coach, absolutely tried to cover up and hide the fact that one of our players may have murdered another and spread lies about the murdered player to save himself. The coach that spoke up about that can never work again.
Yeah, blackballed. And because whistleblowers, there's retribution.
Right.
People, you can't be a whistleblower without someone coming after you, and apparently you're the one who did something wrong if you step out of line.
So you, Will Muschamp, and you say somebody was gutless? They were gutless for saying this? If it turns out that the coaching staff was, you know, responsible in a lot of ways for what happened and did do the things that are said, like, you would hire that guy? If he was willing to put his name on that report because you said he's gutless not to, you'd hire him for speaking the truth? Would you? You wouldn't.
We need to know the truth. The stories that we have The kid's running sprints. He's falling apart. He's collapsing. He has a seizure. They don't bring in official... Let me not say official. They don't bring in med to school for an hour. His body temperature when he died was 106. We don't want to look into this. I don't know what DJ Durkin did. I don't know what his weight coach did. There are some, I'll tell you what, there are some things in their internal investigation, which is due here in the next month or so, that are more than distressing. Here's a little more Will Muschamp as he steps up for his buddy DJ Durkin, who may or may not be responsible. It sounds harsh for the death of this young man.
And in any business, and in any company, and in any football team, especially right here in August, you can find a disgruntled player that's probably not playing. I think it's a lack of journalistic integrity to print things with anonymous sources.
It's not.
Bruh, come on. It's a Georgia education. Don't lean on it too strongly. All right? I love these lectures from coaches who we know what happens here. They circle the wagons. They're going to defend each other. And I understand Durkin and the rest of that staff are getting killed. Durkin, the head coach at Maryland, has been put on administrative leave. It's like, we want to fight back. You probably shouldn't right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to be calling whistleblowers, uncovering something horrible here as gutless, and save your integrity discussions, your expertise on journalism, Muschamp, for a more receptive audience, I guess. Other coaches.
Yeah.
But we see that this isn't, and you know, the funny thing is you described it as this anti-media thing that has come up. It's not only anti-media, but I think more important, this is the football culture. Yeah. This is what led to Baylor. This is what led to Penn State. This is what led to Michigan State.
Ohio State.
Ohio State. By the way, can I throw in right now, Maryland is part of the Big Ten. The Big Ten is now the new Southwest Conference. Like, the cheatinest conference we've ever seen. Right? Remember the Southwest Conference going back to freaking SMU? SMU essentially just got caught for doing what I believe lots of programs were doing back in the 80s and 70s and 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the list of programs. How scuzzy they were. We'll continue on this. I'm telling you, we'll go down the laundry list of the issues in the Big Ten. Maybe it's a desperation to compete with the SEC. What has happened to the Big Ten, a conference that really prided itself, you know, puffing its chest out like, we don't do dirty things like the SEC. We're about education. We're about class. Look at the list of problems your conference is dealing with right now.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.